This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Kurt Wilson. And his website is armchairsurvivalist.com. And he's a broadcaster. He broadcasts from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Internet, AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite. Kurt Wilson is a USA Prepares instructor. Welcome, Kurt.
How you doing, Vince?
I'm really well. You know, I was thinking as the intro to this hour started up about our electric utility company and our cooperative, and I was thinking about our topic today, insulation. And as you know, Kurt Wilson, I'm a farmer, and I raise black Angus cows. I've got some red Angus cows as well, but Angus cows. And so we when we first moved here and set up a shop, if you will, we built this house and insulated it very, very well. We use closed cell foam, and we use some fiberglass to, in addition to the closed cell foam. And our electric bill was typically less than $100 per month. And the next thing I knew, the utility trucks were on our farm opening up those green underground junction boxes that connect the underground power cables, because all of our utilities at this farm run from the road, then they go underground for about 1,300 feet on our farm. And so the trucks were here, and these guys are opening these up, and they're looking at the wiring, and they're scratching their heads, and they're trying to figure out how we operate our farm, do all the stuff we do, and our electric bill is less than $100 a month. So, so I said, "Hey guys, how's it going?" And this was years ago. And hey, Mr. Finelli, so what are you doing? Just making sure that all these boxes are plumb and level, and you know, there's a little settling going on, and we're just making sure that everything's wired correctly, junctions are tight.
Yeah, they're making sure that you're not bootlegging anything.
And really, you're absolutely right. What they were looking for is some siphoning off of some electricity,
yep.
You know, and that's what it was all about. And so it was so unusual for an operation of ours, you know, our size, not that we're large, but of our size operation to use so little of their electricity. And so they really thought that we were helping ourselves to some free electricity, which they found we weren't. And so the point of that is when we built this house and set up shop, we looked at efficiencies every way we could. And it was so unusual in our neck of the woods that they sent out some trucks to investigate. You know, we didn't call them. They figured it out. They said something's really wrong, because we're using about one quarter the amount of electricity that others that do what we do are using. And that's kind of one of the topics of today, and that is insulation. And how do we improve or how do we save money? Because as John Stadtmiller told me the last time I talked to him on the phone, which was a few days ago, he indicated that I'm really frugal And I said, you're right. I absolutely am frugal. I don't like wasting anything. I said, my parents were raised in the Depression, and there wasn't much. And they had to make everything last a long time, and they had to be interested in quality and taking care of what they did have, and they had to grow their own food to supplement what they bought at the store. And that's just the way it was, and that's kind of how I was raised. And I think that you come from the same point of view, that you are frugal and you don't waste anything. Is that right?
Pretty much, yeah. And it astounds some people. I live on yard sales. Every as soon as in North Idaho, we have two seasons. We have winter and construction. So as soon as construction starts, people start having yard sales. So we go to them, my son and I. And I find things. I don't know. Maybe I have the ability to see the future, but I go to this yard sale and this guy has four doorbells. These are, you know, the normal ones with the transformer and the button and the actual doorbell inside the house. And he wants $5 for all four of them. They're $20 a piece at Home Depot. So I go, what the hell? Someday one of them's going to go out. So I buy it and I put it in my special shed. Mm-hmm. And this is for the stuff that someday I'll use. Sure enough, 10 years later, my doorbell went out. Mm-hmm. And I had a spare doorbell. But my best investment at a yard sale was when we first moved here in 99. I went to a yard sale at a big farm, and there were five bales of blow-in insulation. Mm-hmm. Now, these are $20 a piece at Lowe's. I mean, these things are 100 pounds each. Mm-hmm. And he wanted started off with $50, and I said, no, I could probably use that, but nah, not good enough. So he followed me around. Like, if you ever been to Tijuana, the vendors follow you around, and first they start off with $10, and by the time they're done, they say $1.50. Mm-hmm. So as I'm leaving, he goes, look, $5, take them all. I couldn't pass it up.
Sure.
Because I just bought a house that was made in 1971. In the attic, the insulation was an inch thick. That's it. It was just enough for color. So I gave him $5 for these bales, and I went to Home Depot, told them I wanted to rent their unit, and they said, where'd you buy the bales? I said, a yard sale, but they got your label on them. He goes, oh, well, in that case, you can use this free. So my son and I spent the next 4 hours blowing in about a total of 12 inches of insulation into the attic, which I picked up for $5. And while I'm up there, it's cold because I'm noticing that there's openings in the siding where the siding connects out, lays over the lower piece of siding, and mm-hmm. there's lines. You can see air coming through that. So I'm thinking, you know, it's not a good idea to have a house that is this poorly insulated, not just in the attic, but everywhere else. So what I did was I went to Harbor Freight, and I found a little electronic gizmo. It's a laser thermometer. It cost, well, when I bought it, it was $50. Now you can buy them in Harbor Freight for $10. It's the size of a keychain fob. You point it at something, push the button, and it tells you what that temperature is. Okay? So what I did was, now I did this part, further into the season, once winter started, I had the heaters on in the house. I went outside, and I have a notepad with me, and I'm pointing this thing at all different parts of my house. Now it's basically 45 degrees outside, and it's probably about 65 degrees in the house. And some parts of my house are 46, 47 degrees. Other parts are 65 degrees, like around the door, the bottom of the door, and the sides of the door. And I had just had double pane windows installed in my house, and they were the same temperature as the outside, but guess what? The edge along the windows, there was heat coming out of them. Because when they'd installed the windows, they didn't insulate around the windows. But normally what they would do when they put windows in, they plumb them in, and there's going to be about an inch space on both sides. Mm-hmm. Right. And they just put molding over the top of that. They don't insulate. So I'm writing this down. And by the time I got done, I was astounded how many heat leaks under the garage door. My garage is connected to the house. And I, obviously, there's leaks from the door going into the garage, so it's leaking out underneath the garage door seal. So that's something that I had to replace, a garage door seal. And the sweeps on all of my doors underneath had to be replaced. So when you buy a brand new door, they have a little sweep underneath there that's like a seal. It's installed at the factory. Those wear out. You've got to put new ones on. I never even thought of this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So the windows, the doors, and a lot of the siding wasn't firmly pressed down against the lower siding, and there was actually heat coming out. I mean, if you look at the house that's normal, you got the 2x4 studs, okay, and then you have on one side you have the siding, on the other side you have the sheetrock, and in between you might have some fiberglass insulation. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if anything's leaking on the outside, if air's coming on the outside into that area, it's going to be coming out of that area into all these different places like your light sockets. The receptacle boxes, you know, all along the bottom of your house, those things you plug your lamp into.
Yeah. A lot of them are cold.
I could not. It was astounding. I take the plate off, and I'm getting 40 degrees when I put my laser in there and test it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, this is inside. This is crazy. So all of the things you need are at Home Depot or Lowe's. Now, I had double pane windows, but I went to pistol smithing school in Denver, and that house, it was built about 1910, and it had this simple, believe it or not, it was lead glass in the windows.
Mm-hmm.
And I simply got plastic sheeting, stapled it around the outside. And that gave it a dead air space between the sheeting and the window, and that cut all that stopped all insulation leak, all heat leak, all cold coming in, heat going out. And you can buy those kits now. In fact, they're modern now. You buy these kits for the window, and it has tack strips with it, and it's a plastic sheet. You put it up on the outside, and you tack it down all the way around, and then you take a hair dryer and you lightly heat it up, and it shrinks as tight as if it's a piece of glass, and it doesn't look that bad, and it can be taken down once construction starts. So there are different things to do throughout your house, and you can extrapolate this data onto anything, whether it's a house, a condominium, a cabin, even to a degree your camper, motorhome, trailer.
Mm-hmm. Kurt Wilson's with us, Armchair Survivalist. com. And Kurt, I've got a question for you. I want to share a thought about what I'd like to do in our great room. We have a room that has a lot of glass on it, and we don't need that much glass. And I'd like to save some of the muscle power that we use cutting and stacking and storing wood. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Repairs. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kurt Wilson's with us. ArmchairSurvivalist.com. So, Kurt, I looked up that Centec non-contact pocket thermometer that you're talking about, the size of a key fob. It's great. It's about $10. I see one on eBay, free shipping, $13.50. And I found the one that I used. We have one here, and we've mentioned it on the air. Mine is more like a pistol grip, and that's available for around $10 to $20 as well, and that's you can get that at Harbor Freight. So what I did was I did the same thing that you did. I walked around in the summer as well as the winter, and I aimed that non-contact thermometer at the garage doors, and you know they face west. And in the afternoon, the garage doors were well over 100 degrees, well over 100, like 120, 130 degrees. I aimed at the roof, well over 130 degrees, maybe 138, 148. And we don't have a black roof. We've got kind of a wood bark-colored roof. And so I was aiming it at the – we have a stone house, kind of a gray-colored stone. I aimed at the stone. I aimed it at a tire, a tractor tire I had parked in the sun, and that was over 130 degrees. So – I became really aware of color and temperature and how much heat was in the areas of the outside of our house. And then I went inside and I aimed that thermometer to see if we had heat leaks and see if the heat was coming in during the summer, for which we'd have to use energy to cool those heat leaks, meaning air conditioning. And in the wintertime, I use that same non-contact thermometer. It has a little laser pointer, and you kind of has a pistol grip, and you aim it at the roof or wherever you're trying to determine where you have temperature changes. And here's what I found. It's really simple. You can do this without any money at all. When it snows, or you have a light dusting of snow, you look at the roofs and you look at the neighbor's roofs and you look at where the snow's melting. And if their roof is melting faster than yours, they've got poorer insulation than you have, generally speaking. They've got heat leaks. And so the heat's leaking up through the attic and melting the snow on the roof. So what you can do in your house is look at where the snow is melting first, and that's where the heat is leaking out.
I forgot to mention one thing when I was doing the testing. I have a fireplace. Mm-hmm. I have two fireplaces in my house, mm-hmm. and where the chimney meets the roof, heat was coming out right there. So now we just had a new roof put on. So when they did this, I told them I wanted special flashing. And as it goes up 8 inches on one side and comes under the roof 8 inches on the other side, and all the way around the mm-hmm. chimney and every other vent on my roof. And the guy's like, "You know something, don't you?" He said, "Does it leak there?" I said, just heat. It leaks heat and cold comes through there. I can see it." So he laughed. Mm-hmm. He goes, "You're one of few people who even know what this flashing's for."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can learn a lot, and you can do some research before you have these jobs like roofing done. Another thing you might want to check on is the color. Now, I called the manufacturers of some roofing products, shingle companies, and I asked them, where do I find the ratings about absorption of heat, based on color? Mm-hmm. They said, well, what are you talking about? I said, well, okay, so black absorbs heat the most. White absorbs heat the least. Green is somewhere in the middle. Where is that? Where is that chart? I can't find it. And they said, we don't have one. And I said, why? And they said, well, we were advised not to because of the lawyers. Now, isn't that ridiculous? So, if you live in Florida, you probably want a roof that, you certainly don't want a black roof in Florida. That's, it'd be unbearable. And, maybe in your neck of the woods where it's a little colder, you might want a darker colored roof. So it'd be nice to be able to make that decision rather than style. What style, what color roof would look nice? How about working with nature instead of fighting nature?
Well, you can do that.
That's what we're all about.
You can find out heat refraction index on colors. And it's a typical physical physics problem, and you can find the answer on the internet on that. But I had mine when I had mine put up. I used a green, and you're right about that. You can look around and see the different roofs and how long the snow sets and where does it evaporate first and where does it dry out first. Now we got an inch of snow last night, and every house that I'm looking at has hot spots on it and snow melted in some parts. My house is a complete sheet of snow on my roof and it's not melted at all.
And they're probably looking at you thinking, boy, that poor guy's freezing in there. Look at his roof. We'll be right back. Kurt Wilson.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kurt Wilson's with us. Kurt, you know, I was thinking back during the break about what you did with that blow-in insulation. I think there's a really important point that needs to be underscored, emphasized, and a couple exclamation points put on it. And that is, you found an opportunity. Number one, you were not shy about going to a yard sale. Number two, and there's no reason to be shy about going to a yard sale. The person that's selling the whatever it is that's being sold is really glad you're there, hoping that you're going to be spending some money, and that person will have the receipt of cash, and you're going to have lowered his inventory. That's what that guy's looking for. So you never know what you're going to find. And so number one, you were certainly willing to do that, and that's that's a point that we should make, that no one should be embarrassed or ashamed or afraid to go to a yard sale. Number two, you found something there that you thought you might be able to use, and price overcomes all objections. So at $50 for the installation, that, well, it's nice to have, but not worth $50 in your mind. And then when the price came down, at one point you said, I'm going to do it, and you jumped on it. Now, that's another point. So price overcomes all objections. The next thing that I'd like to put an exclamation point is that you decided that you were going to tackle this job. You were going to use that insulation that you bought. You were going to figure out how to get the equipment at what I believe would be the lowest cost, which would be try to rent it. And you were going to do that and save some money in the long run by blowing in this insulation. So you took it upon yourself to do that job and to make the result happen. So I, you know, kudos to you for doing that. And class, you can all do the same thing. Now, of course, when you handle insulation, you're going to want to wear a respirator, and you're going to want to wear eye protection. You want to wear, you know, a long sleeve shirt and gloves, and you know, tuck your socks into your pants. I mean, that's what you're going to want to do. But yeah, you can do it.
Well, that's, you know, and you bring up a good point. And let me, the thing is, and this is what survivalism is. It has nothing to do with crawling on your belly in the woods with a gun and living off dirt. It has to do with your ability and willingness, those two words, your ability and willingness to perform tasks that heretofore have been unachievable for most people, or even for you. You know, you look at something, you say, this is something that needs to be fixed, I'm going to do it, and then you actually do. There, in reality, there's no such thing as failure, because perseverance overcomes failure of any kind.
I have a an old Mercedes that has been in our family for years. It was my mother's. It's an ML320. It's a little SUV, six-cylinder V6, all-wheel drive. And the reason we had it is my dad was in a car accident, and it was very difficult to get him in and out of most vehicles. But the doors, the front doors on this ML320 open 90 degrees. So it's a great vehicle, all-wheel drive. Very, very well built. But after a couple hundred thousand miles, the transfer case failed. I had the opportunity to, I'll take it, bring it to a shop, you know, $1,500, $2,000 to have it fixed. So I looked around. I found on the internet a used transfer case with lower miles. So I bought it. It arrived a couple days ago. And right after the broadcast, I'm going to take the old one out. Our son and I are going to take the old one out and put the new one in. Have I done that before? On a Mercedes? No. But am I going to do it? Absolutely. So for $185, I believe, plus some ATF, you know, some Dexron 3 transmission fluid that's going to take 2 quarts of, I'm going to have this vehicle up and running again. So I could either say, well, it's junk, or I could part it out, or I could look at it, you know, rusting in the driveway, or I, for $185, I could put it back into service. And that's what I decided to do. So the point is, just because you haven't done it doesn't mean you can't do it.
And that's the key. You have so many people nowadays that when they look at a task or they, of anything, it could be searching for something on the internet to insulating your house, to putting molding back down that have come up, to handling the cabinets in your kitchen that they used to be dark walnut, now they're all weird colors, and you don't know what to do, and they instantly in their mind say, I don't know how to do it, so I'm going to fail. That's it. They instantly consider themselves a failure, and they think that's okay.
Now there's some things that you can do that are proactive, and let me share one of those with you. When we built our house, I decided to raise the garage ceiling to about 12 feet. And the reason was I wanted to put an automotive lift inside the garage. And it's there. And I decided that I would buy one and I would install it myself. I had never installed one of these lifts before, but I planned the garage floor and I put the concrete and the rebar, extra heavy rebar every 12 inches under where the lift pads were. A foot thick concrete there. It only requires 4 inches, but I wanted to make sure that, you know, the lift didn't fall down and kill somebody. Well, when I was putting it in, I was looking at the garage door. It's a 9-foot by 9-foot garage door. I was looking at it, and I thought, you know, someday I'm going to I'm going to need to do an axle and remove an axle from a vehicle. So I better shift the lift several inches to the left from center of the garage door. So I did that. And I was teaching one of our instructors how to replace a rear axle bearing on his old truck, his 1977, I think his truck was. And I stopped and I looked at him and I said, you know why the lift is off center? Because I knew I was going to be putting an axle in someday, but I didn't know it was going to be yours.
That's smart. That's thinking ahead. That's thinking, you know, I don't know. I see this all the time. And we have a store in Hayden, Idaho, and I have people come in all the time and they ask questions of how to do something. I used to have this on my show. I say, okay, now it's time to stump the survivalist.
Yeah.
Where they'd call in and try and ask me a question that would stump me. And in 10 years, nobody ever did. And it's not because I'm the smartest cookie in the box. It's just that I have the ability to evaluate similarities, differences, and to extrapolate the data I already have into the future. You just mentioned axle. And I'm driving. I have a 1956 Chevy station wagon. I'm driving it in Oregon, in nowhere Oregon. And I come to a stop alongside the road, and I go to take off again, and all that happens is I hear a whirring sound and crunching. I broke an axle. I just out of nowhere. It just snapped. So most people would say, well, I got AAA maybe, and I'll call them and have them tow me to a gas station or to a repair place, and it'll cost me about $500 to have it fixed. When I just evaluated exactly what had happened, there was a junkyard 2 miles down the road. I went down there, bought an axle, hitchhiked back, and alongside the road, I replaced that axle. And, you know, you got to take apart the rear end, take the gear off, the clip off, jack the vehicle up, pull the axle totally out one side, which is that's what you had to do, right?
Yep, that's exactly right.
And I did this alongside the road. Nowadays...
That's an accomplishment. That's an accomplishment.
Well, yeah, I didn't look at it like that. It's just like it had to be done. Period.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have money. I was lucky to spend the $20 for the axle. Nowadays, that happens, and people are just, oh, my God, I'm going to junk the car.
Mm-hmm. I was talking with Mike Parsons. He's one of our instructors. He's very clever as well. And he had a failure in his car, and it was an older vehicle, and he didn't have a lot of money with him, I believe, at the time. So he drove down the road, and he found a car like the one he had, same kind of engine, in somebody's yard, and it was, you know, not running. And I believe he had a water pump problem. He needed a water pump. So he asked the guy if he could buy the water pump. And he got the water pump, put it in his vehicle, and off he went. I mean, that is not, that's not typical thinking. And as you said, it's, we got to call somebody. Why? And what if there's nobody to call? And that's the point of your broadcast and our broadcast. You know, you don't have to call somebody. You can do it yourself. And there's plenty of YouTube videos on whatever you're trying to do. And I use them too. I mean, I don't know all the answers. And a lot of times I'll go, even if I do know the answer, I'll say to our son, I'll tell you what, let's take 15 minutes, 10 minutes. Let's go to YouTube. Let's see how other people do it because maybe they've got a better idea. Maybe they've got a better workaround. Maybe it'll be lighter, easier, and faster. Let's invest 10 or 15 minutes.
Well, I told you about, you know, yard sales and everything else. Let's pretend, and when people ask me, well, how do I prepare? What do I store? What do I do? And I said, let's pretend that there's no store or service facilities for 1 year. Just start with a year. That's all. Everything that you think you might need in a year, well, that's what you should start with. I'm looking right now at 3 shelves of Chilton auto manuals that date back to 1946.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. And then I have a whole shelf of the modern Haynes automotive manuals.
Mm-hmm.
But I can do, name a vehicle, I've got a repair manual for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I buy.
Well, I've got some of those Chilton manuals and Haynes manuals as well. I've got some in the studio. And we have... a couple old Porsches, 928. We have one that was owned by H. Ross Perot.
Oh.
And so I bought it's a 1979 Porsche 928 V8, all aluminum engine, aluminum cylinders, believe it or not. It's a brilliantly engineered vehicle. It's very sophisticated, very problematic. But so I have the manuals for that in the studio, and I'm looking at them. It takes the, I would say they're 15 volumes, 15 notebook volumes.
Oh, my God. Can you use another motor for that? My brother has.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, actually, we have three of them left. We had four, sold one. We have three of them left. And, boy, Mrs. Finelli is on my case. What are you going to do with them?
That's the thing. My brother is the NRA rep for the state of Nevada.
Yeah.
And he has a piece of property that he stacks stuff on. This is what I call it. He has a 1941 Chevy four-door sedan. He's got a 42 Ford delivery truck. He has he had three Porsches. He has a 1920 Humboldt. But he has a brand new on the pallet Porsche 928
motor. Wow.
He has it is because he got it cheap. And that's it. He doesn't have a Porsche that he can put in.
Well, if I need one, I know where to go. We'll be right back. Boy, this hour's going fast. It really is. Kurt Wilson, ArmchairSurvivalist.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta carotene. free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR500 Steel Core Body Armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, CATIArmour.com. Come and take it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurt Wilson's with us. Kurt, you're on the radio on Sundays, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. What are you going to be talking about? Can you give us a thumbnail of this Sunday's broadcast?
I haven't a clue. I can tell everybody this, but it's only 2 hours, and that's a misnomer. It's only 2 hours. The first hour, you'll get more news from me than you will get from any professional radio host in the world in a whole week. That's how much research I do every week. So I'm on 2 to 3 hours a day. I'm researching my show for the next Sunday. And the second hour, I like to have something that's going to help people survive a little bit better. I've had shows, especially on insulation, had shows on insulation, how to silence a generator, how to clean your guns. Believe it or not, I was a master gunsmith for 25 years, and I made so much money cleaning people's guns that they stopped working because they crud it up. How to refinish wood, how to refinish your gun stocks, how to plant, how to harvest, how to preserve food for long-term storage. I mean, you name it. Every single particle of your life is something that I can help you work and perform in a more optimum manner.
Okay.
It's like, okay, so let me give you an idea. Anybody can sleep in a gutter. Right? You're tired, fall down in a gutter, you go to sleep. I would rather sleep in a more optimum manner, in a bed. So it's the same thing. And I teach people how to work on their cars.
Tell me about how do you silence a generator? Because I had that situation, and let's compare notes. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are.
Well, there's a couple things that you can do. You have your exhaust, okay? And usually it's just a little square box. It goes onto the exhaust port, and that's your exhaust, and that's where about 75% of the sound comes from.
Right.
So what you do is you pull that off, and sometimes you can find actual exhaust flanges that'll fit right onto that.
Sure.
Okay, and then you would take and you would bring out a pipe, an exhaust pipe, muffler pipe, you know, stainless or even iron if you want to, at least an inch and a half, preferably 2 inches in diameter, and you'll figure out the angle to this yourself, depending on where you're going to put your generator. But this will come out about 2 feet and then 90 degrees up into a motorcycle muffler. Okay?
Okay.
And then bring the pipe up higher, as high as you want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people have done this without even a muffler, and just the distance of the pipe that they come out will quiet it down some. So, and I've had other people say, no, I just use a car muffler I found in a junkyard, and I run the pipe through that. Another way is, this is the way that they used to do when I was on the reservation, is the generator, you have the flange that comes out. It goes down into a pit that they buried a 50-gallon drum with the hole cut out on top.
Mm-hmm, right.
And they filled that drum with rock.
Mm-hmm.
Not small rock, but fist-sized rocks. And that pipe goes down into that. Now, they have a cover over the top of that so it won't fill up when it rains. That pretty much deadens the sound. The reason, the whole concept behind deadening the sound of a generator is so that people don't know you have it, so they won't come and steal it, or so they won't think that you have other things that they want to steal.
Sure.
And then again, you can always build a housing for it. And we've done this too. You don't want to buy any of these cheap plastic sheds, but you would build, say you got a 10,000 kilowatt generator. And you want to keep it as quiet as possible and out of sight. So you build a box around it, and you insulate the box with non-flammable materials. And you have it as, you know, a little shed. You're building a shed is what you're doing. And you have two openings. You have an opening about a foot on one side and a foot on the other. And you put thermostatically controlled fans on those, like you have for your radiator.
Mm-hmm.
Some like electric radiator. On one side, it pulls cold air in. On the other side, it exhausts cold air and the exhaust of the generator.
Yeah. Well, we're right in sync. What I did was I have a generator, 5,000 watt, 5 kW generator, box around it, metal box around it, inside a wooden frame building. And I used an automotive exhaust, fabricated that, and it goes up and out near the... just under the roof. Can hardly hear it. I mean, literally, can hardly hear it. Kurt Wilson,
yeah.
Thank you so much for being with us, spending your time today. ArmchairSurvivalist.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.